Up next is Sukono.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine, singing joy to the world. All the boys and girls now, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea, joy to you and me. If I were the king of the world, tell you what I'd do. I'd throw away the cars and the bars and the war and make sweet love to you. Joy to the world. All the boys and girls, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea, joy to you and me.
Sukono.
Cha-cha-cha-chia.
There's a girl that's been on my mind all the time. Sukono. It's like studio, only not.
Dylan took that to a new level.
Is that an old reference? Am I too old for this?
Yes.
I'm doing a Phil Collins reference from the 80s.
My mom would know it.
I'm sure Russ will get it, so.
I was 4 when the song came out. Russ and B. Reed will get it.
Yeah. Russ and Reed.
Or anybody with an appreciation for horrible music like Phil Collins. if you make Phil Collins a theme, I'm going to drop out because he's not rock.
We're going to go back to my James Taylor days where
the theme is Kenny G.
The theme, one of the immunities will be like Reba. There you go.
James Taylor.
The fray is not rock.
James Taylor. Immunities. We could do James Taylor
James
immunity.
James Taylor
challenge.
For country.
As soft rock.
I will drop out.
No, you won't. Such bull crap.
I think you have something you'd like to say to the people.
Oh, yes. Dylan deserved to win Lone Star.
And they did not rape sing it. They only sexually molested it.
Oh, fine. But it enjoyed it.
Sing it. Show me on the dolly where the bad Lone Star touched you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sing it secretly liked it, though.
Sing it was asking for
it. Sing it was like, oh, Lone Star, why don't you come over here? And Lone Star was
sing
like,
Sing it did not.
Lone Star was
sing
like,
it's a whore.
No.
Sing it was like, sing it was like, well, I just slept with, like, happiest competition, but I could.
No,
sing it did not. happiest competition would be, like, the fat girl he doesn't tell anybody he slept with.
Happiest competition was, like, begging for sing it, and then sing it, like, rejected and went to Lone Star.
Please! Nobody likes me! Please sing it! Please!
This is horrible.
People keep leaving me! Please!
This is horrible.
People keep dropping out of
Let's
me.
Let's talk about Sukono.
Pulling out. Okay. Let's.
Ew.
Sukono. I'm not going to be mean to Sukono because I'm mean to him in day-to-day life. So it's opposite day. So I'm going to be nice to him on the show.
I mean, like, it wasn't like... Okay, it was definitely not the best we've heard tonight. It wasn't horrible.
It's no Zane. What's his name?
Gildred?
No.
Jinxers?
Jinxers.
Yeah, it's no Jinxers.
Like, it was very average, middle of the road for me. Like, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. I don't know.
You said Himma, so don't Himma. Say him.
Well, like, I heard him a bunch of times on Sing It, and he didn't never go through, but I think this is the best I've heard him sound.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, I listened to Sing It stuff, obviously, and, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I root for. Yeah, I always like root for Sukono.
Yeah, like he's a nice person.
No, he's not a nice person, but I root for him because he's like the underdog.
The second half kind of veered off pitch wise, but I liked.
Yeah,
this.
I like got bored towards the end a little bit. I was like, okay.
Like Turtle told me that Sukono's scared of me, so I'm trying to be nice.
Aww.
Then it'll scare him even more.
Don't be scared of Dylan. Dylan's like a teddy bear that you hug.
That's Jeffers.
Dylan is like a cobra that you hug.
I love Jeffers so much.
I think, for real, I think that you had good energy, and I think that you stay consistent in the key that you chose to sing the song in.
Yeah. I don't have anything at least to add.
You committed to the song and you went for it.
Good job. Yay.
And I respect that.
Respect. All right. Done. Up next is Dove Daniel.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of sand kicked in my face, and I've come through. We are the champions, my friend, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions, we are the champions, and no time for losers, 'cause we are the champions of the world.
But you love lube.
I love what?
Lube. You hate grease, but you... This isn't appropriate to be talking about when we're recording, by the way.
Okay, that really confused me, because I thought you were, like, making fun of me for, like, reasons. So I was getting a little...
I have my reasons. This guy's name, what's his name?
Dove Daniel?
Dove Daniel.
Dave Daniel?
Oh, yeah.
Dove Daniel.
I don't know. Dove Daniel.
Dove Daniel?
What did you think, Valkyrie?
It was okay. It sounded like for some reason you started soft and like thought that was emotion, and then you like made it louder and thought that was emotion when it was just making it from softer to louder. Yeah.
You had a couple moments where you sounded really nasally. Like there was a couple moments where you were like, "Yeah," it like was like really in your nose. And I thought that this song choice was kind of strange. Like, just in general, like, I don't know, I think your voice sounds like, it sounds like you have a nice tone to your voice, it just sounds like you overworked it in this and did something kind of strange, I don't know what you were doing.
I think you're a good singer, but I don't think you're good enough to pull this song off, and I think you were overambitious with your song choice.
Yes.
However, yeah. I am threatened by you, and I hope you don't go through, because I don't want to face you later.
And I think, like, the nasal thing might have happened because it happens to me, too. Like, when you're afraid, like, you can hit the note, but you're afraid that you can't. So you hit it, but then it sounds nasal and tense. So I think that might have happened to you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
This was another, like, middle of the road for me. It wasn't great, but it wasn't, like, terrible.
Yeah,
I thought it was better than middle of the road. I mean,
it was better than... I liked it more than Sakono.
That's not saying... Really, let's be honest. Kitties. That's not saying a lot. I liked it more than Jinxers.
And Songbirds.
Is this guy Russ's friend?
Yeah, apparently.
Do you think he has a beard?
Do you think he has a beard?
Probably.
Russ's friends all have beards. I hope so.
Like Reed and like they're all like mini Russes.
I want him to form like a gang, like the Beardies. The Beard Paisleys.
The Beard.
And they can just sing online all the time.
And they're gonna do like interpretive dance or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it overall.
Me too.
I liked it the more I think about it, the more I like it. It's grown on me.
Yeah.
Like a beard.
I
feel like
if I re-listened, I would like it a lot more. Like a beard.
Yeah, maybe.
This was like a beard for me.
This was like, what have you done to measure things like that? This was like a beard for me. Okay, we're done.
Done.
Up next is Cookies.
You can look, but you can't touch. And don't think that I like you much. Heaven knows what a girl can do. Heaven knows what you've got to prove. I think I'm paranoid and complicated. I think I'm paranoid, manipulated. Break me anywhere you need me. All I want is you. Bend me, break me. Breaking down is easy. All I want is you.
I started a little late on that.
Oh, okay.
Just letting you know.
Cookies!
Better late than pregnant. Cookies!
Cookies.
I like Garbage.
Me too. I like the song.
I did not like the little thing you did at the end when you got all showy. And you were like, ugh.
I didn't like that she said break and break me.
That break
instead
is...
Of,
and,
oh, I don't know.
Bend me, shake me.
No, wait. It's like, it's bend me, break me. Any way you need me, all I want is you. She said, break me, twice.
Oh.
She wants to be broken twice.
Oh, yeah.
Break me, then super glue me back together, then break me again. She's still on Sing It, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. That means you two cannot critique her, because she's lasted longer than you. So I should be the only one that critiques this.
No.
I miss Lulu.
Shut up, Dawn.
Alright. What'd you think?
Was that aimed at me or Valk?
Well, like, I don't want to, like, be the one that takes control of the show, but you two clearly aren't doing it. You're just sitting here with your slack-jawed yokel expressions on your faces.
We're operating the way we normally do.
That's why your show will never be Sing It.
I mean, I usually am like, what did you think, Lulu?
Why don't you do that then? Call me Lulu. Well, call me Lulu.
That's what she said. Okay. I thought that it was kind of like, I don't know, the beginning was kind of boring. Like, you kind of just sang it. Like, there was nothing really going on. Like, I was kind of like waiting for something to happen, and it was just like nothing. And then the chorus, you like got a little bit more into it, which was good, but you did kind of do that showy thing that Dylan was saying. So what did you think, Lulu?
Well, I thought that you didn't put as much performance in it as you usually do, and I think you were concentrating on sounding good, and you did sound good. I thought you sounded very good, actually. I don't think this is a good audition song, because it doesn't really go anywhere. It's kind of the same...
No, it's like if you sang Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. It's like the same.
Only not the same at all.
No, the song is like the same. Is what I'm saying.
I'm Lulu. I've never heard of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. I only listen to Asian music because I'm Asian.
Right. Alright. Valk, what did you think?
I thought your singing sounded good, but, like, it sounded like you were trying to sound sexy, and it kind of made me uncomfortable, because it was like you were trying to sound sexy,
it
was just kind of there.
It kind of made me uncomfortable, too, because I was like, whoa, this sounds sexy, and I was like, wait, I'm not supposed to think that, so I'm uncomfortable.
Well, I didn't think it sounded sexy, though. It sounded kind of like...
It sounded like
awkward.
I don't want to use the term rapey because she's younger, but it sounded like murderous. There was murderous intent behind her words.
But that's kind of what the song. I don't know.
No, if she was going to be murderous,
it did sound edgy, so that's good.
She should have sang that whole song.
Okay.
The one that was like a walking study in demonology. That song. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Never mind.
I don't know.
Done.
Never mind.
Done.